Hello, I'm John Bushnell. If you're wondering, I've been married for 33 years, almost 34, and helping to counsel young people and people of all ages in relationships and marriage for over 20 of those years. This is the start of my audio series, Making Marriage Great. I'll be uploading each audio broadcast at www.bushnellproject.com at 5 a.m. every weekday Central Time. Right now, this one is really about sexuality, the importance of sex in marriage, and how we protect the marriage bed. So again, going off of the verse in Hebrews 13, where the writer of Hebrews, we're in this, on this sermon, is telling us here in his closing thoughts that we need to protect the marriage bed. And so God did create sex. He created marriage. These are blessings from Him. And they're blessings that really reap great rewards. And they're things that have great unintended consequences, if you will, things we can't measure, things we can't really promote so much as just entrusting God. So for men, there's a lot of misconceptions, I think, about sex before marriage and things like that. And I'm really, as one who counsels people and sees the damage done by premarital sex, the damage done by sex outside of marriage, or the adulterous relationships once someone is married, I can tell you that it is super, super dangerous. And so we really got to get about talking about this more, I think, as men, talking about how do we protect our wives, how do we protect our daughters, how do we protect our sons and ourselves and our marriage, the marriage bed, the bedroom, the master bedroom, if you will. And so I think one of the ways that we have to realize this is if we're men that are believers, followers of Jesus Christ, we want to be men of God, understand our times, that we need to understand this aspect. It was so important that in the closing part of this letter or sermon to the Hebrews that the author or speaker brings this up. And it's one of a few things that he brings up. So I think he's recognizing it. Others, before there was electricity, would talk about the dangers of art or the dangers of what we read. And we can see that in J.C. Ryle in his book, Thoughts for Young Men. And he wrote this in 1900. He was an old man at this point, and he preaches a little sermon series to these young men, and someone writes them down, which was the custom then. And that's how we get all these books from J.C. Ryle. It's from other people writing down what he said. And so J.C. Ryle is saying, you know, young men, you have to protect your mind. You need to be careful what you read, because they didn't have television and things like that like we have today. So imagine what he would say today. What's on your phone? What are you looking at? What are you watching? What movies are you going to? What are you allowing through the soul gate of your body, the eyes being the soul gate? So I feel that we as men really have done a terrible job as Christian men in addressing this issue and talking about it. So it's one of the things I'm going to be talking about is that, and that sex inside of marriage is something that God created. He created it to be awesome and great. And but as one that has counseled people and sat there and listened to the horror stories, it's like, oh my goodness, we have wrecked this gift from God. So I want you to imagine that someone's given you the most unbelievable vehicle you could imagine, right? Unbelievable car. You just love it. You're so excited about it. And but then someone else takes it for a ride and they trash it, they wreck it, they destroy it. And you're looking at this now, what the heck? How am I going to fix this? What am I going to do with this car? You've destroyed my car. I think in one way, in one sense, we've done that to sex. We as Christian men, we have not guarded this thing. We have not guarded the marriage bed. We have not stood up in defending marriage for what it is. And now we're reaping the rewards of it. Our car is wrecked. It's trashed. We allowed the wrong people to drive it because we didn't protect it. And we didn't put it in the garage. We didn't make sure it was driving on the right roads. We let somebody go four-wheeling in our, you know, whatever that car is. And they've totally wrecked it. So we need to recapture this. And I want to talk more and more about that. I would love to hear your thoughts on that, what you're thinking with this old guy talking about sex and marriage and have I lost my mind that young people should refrain from this until they're married? And yeah, maybe I have lost my mind It's because I'm trying to be more biblical in my thinking. I know that one time someone blamed C.S. Lewis of being too heavenly minded, that he was no earthly good. And I think his response was that, well, if I was too earthly minded, I would be of no good to you. And so being more heavenly minded, I think, allows us to actually be of some good to those around us at this time in our lives when we're here on the planet Earth. So I'm going to talk about this. If you don't want to hear about it, well, you can turn off this cast very easily. But we'd love to hear back from you about this as we talk about sex and marriage and how we protect the marriage bed this week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning or next time you listen.